This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. We're here on the home stretch on Silver and Black today, the Tuesday edition in late January as we approach the AFC-NFC Championship games coming up this weekend. No, they're not in Kansas City, but Kansas City's in it. I know everybody out there, Raider Nation, will be rooting for the Ravens. This Sunday, as the games kick off, right?
And the Lions.
And the Lions, too.
They're rooting for 49ers. Ravens and Lions.
Yes. It'll be interesting, to say the least. All right. We're going to close the show talking about the general manager opening. Mo, we know that from reporting out there that the holdup here is reportedly because there is a big push, Ken Harrock being one of them, at least that's how it's reported, pushing for Ed Dodds. Champ Kelly there went through interviews, sat in on some of the quote-unquote head coaching interviews. And so there seems to be some holdup there. Or, as you talked about over the weekend in your social media channels, perhaps your dream of having a two-headed monster in the front office, having Ed Dodds and Champ Kelly on staff, might be something they're trying to work on. Other reporting says that Ed Dodds feels really good about this and that they're trying to close something out. What do you make of this and the process and how long it's taking to get this GM position announced?
If you remember in the first segment, I said things changed. The Raiders wanted to hire a GM first and then a head coach. I think what Mark Davis ran into was, okay, we know we want Antonio Pierce to be our head coach, but we have a tough decision between Champ Kelly, who was the interim, took over for Dave Ziegler, and who someone who Mark Davis said he liked in the interview process before he hired Dave Ziegler, and Josh McDaniels as a potential GM, and Ed Dodds, who Ian Rappaport said was a top candidate and would have likely got the job if it wasn't Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels as a package deal. So you got Rap Sheet saying it would have been Ed Dodds as GM if it wasn't the Patriot way, and you got Mark Davis saying he would have gave strong consideration to Champ Kelly. So what that tells me is that maybe the brain trust of the Raiders is split between the two candidates. Now, I don't think you can go wrong with either candidate.
Me either. Yeah.
But Ed Dodds is the more sought-after candidate. He's interviewed for multiple jobs. Champ Kelly's only been connected to the Panthers GM job. That's the only interview I know of that I've seen in reports that he's gone to. So clearly Ed Dodds is the more appealing candidate around the league.
Yeah.
So I think let's say the Raiders do keep Champ Kelly and hire Ed Dodds. I think it would be Ed Dodds as the GM and then Champ Kelly in another position, maybe president of football operations. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think if Ed Dodds is hired, he's going to be the GM, not Champ Kelly. I just want to put that out there. But I will say that for once, I think Raider Nation, at least the fans that I interact with on the X Twitter, they would be happy with either decision. Like mm-hmm. now, there are some people, of course, that don't want Ed Dodds because they think Champ Kelly deserves it. And there's some people that say they don't want Champ Kelly, they prefer Ed Dodds. But for the most part, from what I've seen, I'm not speaking for all Raider fans, of course, but from what I've seen, fans are would be okay with either. Now, I'm trying to be greedy. I'm trying to say keep both of them, you know, get the continuity with Champ Kelly and bring in a new mind like Ed Dodds and have them work together. We'll see if that works out. Vinny Bonsignor, our friend at the Las Vegas Review Journal, said that league circles are saying that the Rays may be trying to keep both
of them. So we'll that's what might be taking long enough is to figure out how that would work. A lot of people, well, who would make the final decision? I agree with you. I think that if Ed Dodds comes into the Raiders, he's going to be the number one player personnel guy there, i.e. the GM or whatever they want to call it. Who knows if they change the roles up. And I don't think if Champ Kelly just went back to being an assistant GM, I don't think he necessarily leaves, Mo. A lot of people are like, well, if you don't give him the job, he's going to leave. Not necessarily. Like you said, he interviewed for just the Panthers role. He's interviewed for other GM roles over the last couple of years at the same times he did with the Raiders. He also did it in Chicago when he was there and didn't get those positions. So, you know, it's going to depend on what opportunities he has. But I also think that, you know, if he can work with Ed Dodds and be comfortable there and he likes Las Vegas, he's a family guy and maybe they're settled in, they don't want to go somewhere, then I don't think he's an absolute goner if Ed Dodds is the GM and he's even assistant GM. Now, if he's president of operations or whatever and has some new title that would help him, obviously, hey, thanks for doing a great job as interim, giving you a little bit of a bump up here. But I just don't think it has to be either or. I think it can be and.
Two things. So one, I like Champ Kelly. You know, if they hire him as a GM, I think he deserves a shot. Mm-hmm. But as we've just said, if to the people that say Champ Kelly is just going to leave, where else is he going to go to get a general manager job? If it's not with the Panthers, he hasn't been connected to any other general manager job. Right. So either you stay with the Raiders organization and help Ed Dodds build what you helped build initially,
right,
or you go, you know, to another front office, but you're not going to be GM in that front office unless it's the Panthers either.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I want to know here is that there's a nugget that I think Vinny Bonsignor dropped on the X Twitter. And he said, keep in mind that Antonio Pierce and Ed Dodds had the same agent.
Mm-hmm.
So just that sometimes plays into some of these decisions. You know, players sometimes have the same agent, they go to the same team. Yeah. In this case, it's a head coach and the GM candidate. Just keep in mind that Ed Dodds and Antonio Pierce have the same agent. So if Ed Dodds becomes the GM, you say, well, what's the connection without Harbaugh? Because if you remember, Scott,
oh yeah, it was all Harbaugh.
That Ed Dodds, it was people thought that Ed Dodds and Jim Harbaugh was going to be the combo.
Yeah.
But some people didn't realize, and I didn't realize this, that Dodds and AP also could be a combo because they have the same agent,
yes.
So there's maybe some familiarity there.
Yeah, there you go. And Dodds' this history with Harbaugh with the Raiders, as they were both there at the same time in Oakland, makes a lot of sense. But yeah, there's always something else going under the surface, man. There's always something happening there. But it'll be interesting. And again, we're recording this on Monday. So if they name the general manager on Monday, early Tuesday morning, then that conversation might be a little bit dated. But either way, it's I can't believe it won't be one of those two guys. And like you said, I mean, I wrote a piece back in December advocating that Champ Kelly get the job. Now Ed Dodds in the picture. I agree with you. I think based on his experience and what he's done would be my number one choice there. Although, like you said, you can't go wrong with either guy, because I do think Champ Kelly deserves an opportunity to be a GM. If it's not this year, then I think if he stays with the Raiders and they can put together a really nice draft, they have a nice season next year, he'll be in an even better position to get a role somewhere around the NFL. And that's usually how it works. Mm-hmm. All right, Mo, we're going to conclude this edition of the show. What do you got coming up this week you need to let people know about?
Got a sports not piece. If the Raiders don't hire an OC by Thursday, I will have my top five offensive coordinator candidates. We talked about a couple today. As I said, Shane Waldron will become the offensive coordinator for the Bears, so he's off the board. Luke Getsy is still out there. He's probably not going to make my list of candidates, though. And Cliff Kingsbury's out there. But there are also some other names out there that I'll bring up and talk about as potential hires under Antonio Pierce.
All right. See, there you go. We will also have another show later this week. We'll get to some of your mail. So make sure you call in 702-900-7869. 702-900-7869. 7869. Tell us what you think about everything that's going on with the Raiders. The coaching hire, the GM hire, Mo's hat, whatever it is. Whatever it is. Just, you know, let us know what you think. We'll get to an edition of the Raider Nation mailbag as part of our show later in the week. Also, make sure you check out Mo's work up on Bleacher Report around the whole NFL. Make sure you know what's going on. I know the Raiders are your team, but trust me, the more you know about what's happening in the league, the better off you will be. I know you don't have a lot of time, so you focus on your Raiders, but make sure you check it out. Make sure you check out his work there. Also, check out sportsnot.com when his column's up there. You can also check out my work there as well, as we'll talk about the Raiders and other things happening. Mo, we will talk to you later in the week, my friend.
Talk to you soon.
All right. For our producer, Mike Robier, for Mo Moten, I'm Scott Colbrands, and this has been Silver and Black Today. You guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.